Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The nonprofit Safe House says it plans to open the country's first safe injection site next week in South Philadelphia. Safe House President Rhonda Goldfein says the site will be open for 4 hours a day in the Constitution Health Plaza at Broad and Passyunk.
One person a week dies in the area that this site will serve, and we know we can do better.
The announcement came less than a day after a federal judge gave the facility the go-ahead. Many neighbors are surprised and angry.
I care about what my children have to see at 6 and 10 years old that I have to explain hardened drug addiction. This is unacceptable, and you were a sneak about it.
Goldfein says Safe House will meet with the community in the next few weeks after the facility opens. Authorities have released video of a man starting fires inside a South Philadelphia daycare center. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Video cameras caught a man police believe is in his 50s or 60s breaking into a daycare on McKean Street near 21st around 4 o'clock Monday morning. The man, who was walking with a bag and a flashlight inside, is seen on video sparking flames in a few spots around the daycare. Fire crews were quick on the scene and were able to extinguish the flames before adjoining buildings caught fire.
No one was injured. The CDC says it's not a matter of if, but when the coronavirus outbreak will spread in America. KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough agreed.
For instance, you can't stop flights from 27 different countries, and you don't necessarily know who's carrying the virus. So that's why we're concerned about the fact that it's in the United States and it should continue to spread. That's just the natural course of a virus like this.
The CDC says schools should prepare for students staying home and teachers giving lessons online. Businesses could have employees working remotely. There have been 57 confirmed cases in the U.S., 40 of them passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship who were quarantined. Advocates for rape victims are hoping this week's verdict in the Harvey Weinstein trial will empower more women to take their cases to court.
We have seen a lot more individuals come forward to contact rape crisis centers or others.
That's Jim Wilshire of the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape. And he's hopeful that Weinstein's conviction on rape and sexual assault charges will build on the momentum he sees.
I think when it's the high-profile cases, it gets talked about a lot more, both in the media and, you know, around the kitchen table, so to speak. And I think the more that happens, the more people do feel like they can say something that they will be believed.
Some legal experts see the Weinstein verdict as a watershed event that will eventually motivate more victims and prosecutors to take that next step. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is teaming up with the Bucks County District Attorney's Office to crack down on people skipping out on tolls. DA Matt Weintraub says with a grant from the Turnpike Commission, his office has hired another detective and attorney to focus on felony investigations after someone racks up $2,000 of outstanding fines.
You can maybe say you didn't know once. You say you didn't know 800 times. That defies logic and imagination.
Turnpike officials say toll violators in Montgomery and Bucks counties account for more than half the violations statewide, estimating more than $21 million in unpaid tolls. A study from Jefferson University says people with type 1 diabetes are resorting to online classifieds to get the insulin they need to survive.
It's the kind of thing you lose sleep over when you do this work. You know, why are people looking at Craigslist for this medication and what are we doing wrong?
Rosemary Frasso is the public health director at Jefferson University. She found hundreds of postings for insulin on Craigslist in 31 states.
Seeing that this marketplace exists, you know, is just, it's a red flag for a bigger policy issue.
Online prices around $30 a dose, which is about 10% of the price on drugs.com. The Phillies gave the Fanatic a makeover, and it's not going over well with the people who created the big green mascot. KYW's Mike Doherty explained.
A fluffy blue tail, feathers, and starry eyes. These are just some of the changes the Phillies made to the Fanatic. The New York company that created the mascot says these redesigns are an affront to intellectual property rights. Wade Harrison and Bonnie Erickson say their creation was changed simply because the Phillies don't want to renegotiate the agreement that was first signed in 1984. They threatened to make the Fanatic a free agent this season.
The Phillies sued Harrison Erickson last August. The case is still in the pre-trial phase. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.